Who is Jesus the Messiah? This question is both easy and difficult to answer. Jesus the Messiah lived about 2,000 years ago. He came to the world in a way unlike any other person who has come to this world. No one will ever come again in the way he did. Jesus is the Spirit of God. He came to the world by means of no man. God, the creator of the world and the universe, is able to do all things. The greatest miracle of all the miracles God has done is this. Jesus came to the world through the womb of a virgin. God created the world and human beings. He made everything comfortable for humans. God gave humans a large garden with tasty fruit and everything else they needed. He also made Adam to be in charge of that garden. God only asked them not to do one thing. Do not eat the fruit of the tree in the middle of the garden. God wants us to love him sincerely. If Adam and Eve had not eaten from that tree, they would have shown God that they sincerely loved him from the depths of their hearts. But what happened? Satan came to them, deceived them, and led them astray. And they were caught up in his deception. They ate the fruit from that tree. Beginning on that day, sin was born in humans. Every single human being now shares in that sinfulness. Not one of us is free from sin. But God, out of his love for us, did not abandon us in our sinful state. God himself came to the world in the form of one of us humans. That human is Jesus. Jesus shed his blood and died on the cross in order to pay the price for our sins. And in this way, he did pay for our sins. 3 days after that, in the sight of those who had put their faith in him, he ascended to heaven. When we pray in the name of Jesus, he wipes away our sin, and Satan will have no power over us. When we put our faith in Jesus, he will give us God's Spirit. That Spirit will help us in every situation. And even after we die, he will give us eternal life, which is in heaven. I believe in Jesus, and God has wiped away all my sin. He has given me his Spirit to be my helper. And even if I die today, I am certain that I will be in heaven with him. If you want assurance of heaven, you need to ask Jesus into your heart. And beginning with today, decide to live in the way he says. He says this, love the Lord your God with all your heart, body and soul, and love others in the way you love yourself. Obey this command. Then your relationship with God will be complete.